After we have believed in Christ, the way of life that is the most meaningful is to live for Christ.
主耶稣曾经说，我们人不能够又服侍神，又服侍马门。
Jesus Christ has told us that we cannot serve both mammon and God.
因为这两个价值不一样。
Because these are two separate values.
服侍神的价值是永存的。
The value of serving God is forever.
有时候虽然是辛苦，但是确实很有意义的。
Even though it is more work, but it is more meaningful.
使徒行传里面记载彼得被人逼迫。
In the book of Acts, it records how Peter was being persecuted.
我们看《使徒行传》第五章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 5.
第五章的四十节。
Verse 40. Chapter 5, verse 40. And they agreed with him, and when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go.
四十一节。
41. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
彼得在公会受到逼迫。
Peter was persecuted in Sanhedrin.
他们把他打了，然后就放他们出去。
They had beaten them and commanded, and then let them go.
彼得没有埋怨说，我为什么做圣工，神没有看顾我，让我被人打。
Peter did not complain in that, why is it that I am being persecuted, that I serve God?
彼得知道服侍神是要经历苦难的。
Peter knows that to serve God, he has to go through trials and suffering.
所以他离开公会，心里很高兴。
After he has departed from the Sanhedrin, his heart was full of joy.
为什么被打会很高兴呢？
How come he was happy that he was being beaten?
下半节说，因为算是配为这名受辱的。
The second portion of verse 41 tells us that because he had counted worthy to suffer shame for God's name.
也就是他有机会来为着神的名受苦。
Meaning that he had the opportunity to suffer for the name of Christ.
因为这样的所做的都会蒙神纪念。
Because all these sufferings would be remembered by God.
所以服事本身是一种恩典，也是一种机会。
Therefore, service to God is a blessing in itself and an opportunity.
有的人想要服侍神。
Many people would like to serve God.
有的身体不行。
But because their body is weak.
有的为着生活太忙碌。
Or because they are too busy for their living.
有的还有很多的限制。
And some have a lot of limitations.
如果我们能够服侍神，这是机会。
Therefore, if we are able to serve God, it is a great opportunity.
这也是恩典。
It is also a blessing.
那到底我们要怎么做才算服侍神？
So what should we do so that is counted as a service to God?
哥林多前后书里面有九个比喻。
In 1st and 2nd Corinthians, they record 9 parables.
用很实际的例子来告诉我们到底要怎么服侍神。
They give us very practical examples to show us how to serve God.
我们回来看哥林多前书第三章。
Let us refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
上一次我们查考第六节。
Last time we studied verse 6.
就是服侍神就是在做农夫。
To serve God is like a farmer.
每一个人的心就是一块田。
Everyone's heart is likened to a field.
神的道是带有生命的种子。
God's word is the seed that has a life.
所以我们把福音传给别人，就是把神的道撒在人的心里。
When we preach the gospel to others, it is to sow the seed into people's heart.
那我们再跟进，那这个道理就会发芽，就会长大。
When we follow up on the seed, then the seed will grow up.
这就是服侍神。
That is serving God.
所以我们每一个人都可以传福音，每一个人都可以去跟进慕道朋友。
Everyone can preach the gospel and to follow up on the truth seekers.
服侍神不只是限制于教会所安排的讲道、领事、翻译、煮饭。
Servitude is not limited to only speaking sermon, interpreting sermon, leading hymns and cooking.
传福音每个人都可以做。
Preaching the gospel is something that everyone could do as a service to God.
跟进慕道朋友每个人都可以做。
Following up on truth seekers is also something that everyone could do.
那从第十节开始啊。
Starting from verse 10.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
哥林多前书三章十节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds it.
这个地方说，保罗说，他好像是一个聪明的工头。
Paul said here that he is like a wise master builder.
立好了根基。
He had laid the foundation.
然后有别人在上面来建造。
Then another builds on it.
所以服侍神本身呢，就好像是一个工头，要在盖房子这个工头。
So, serving God is like a builder.
那这个房子是什么？
What is the house?
如果我们再继续读16节。
If we read verse 16. Verse 16, do you not know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you?
这里说你们是神的殿。
Here says that you are the temple of God.
神不只是住在天上。
God not only lives in heaven.
神要住在我们里面。
He also lives in us.
那这个神的殿啊，就是指着我们的信仰。
The temple of God means our faith.
如果我们有很好的信仰，
If we have really good faith,
神就会住在我们里面，与我们同在。
God will dwell in us and abide in us.
所以这个工头要建的，就是建造一个人的信仰成为一座殿。
So the master builder's job is to build a person's faith into the temple of God.
那是神能够住在他里面。
So that God can dwell in it.
所以这样来讲，这个我们在做工头确实是非常重要，也是非常有意义的一件事情。
Therefore, it is very valuable to be a builder that builds on people's faith.
那这个地方特别讲说一个聪明的工头。
Here it described the builder as a wise builder.
那保罗本身啊，他说我立好了根基。
Paul said he had laid the foundation.
但是其他的人要在这个根基上面建造。
And another will build on it.
那这两个都需要智慧。
Both of these workers need wisdom.
因为这个根基很重要，如果根基立错了，你上面盖的房子可能就倒塌了。
The foundation is very important. If you have laid the wrong foundation, then whatever that's built on it will collapse.
那根基是什么？
What is the foundation?
11节。
Verse 11. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
这个地方讲的根基就是主耶稣基督本身。
Here it tells us that the foundation is Jesus Christ.
难道我们信耶稣还有其他的根基吗？
Do we have other foundation as a Christian?
当然是有。
Of course.
我们如果看那个第一章，哥林多前书第一章。
If we read 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
22节。
Verse 22, here it tells us, For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom.
23节。
Verse 23, But we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews, it's a stumbling block, and to the Greeks, foolishness.
这个地方保罗说，犹太人是要神迹。
So here the Jews request to see a sign.
所以这也是有人信耶稣的一个原因，他要神迹。
That is one of the reasons people believed in Christ, which is they want to see miracle or signs.
那希腊人是要智慧。
And Greeks seek after wisdom.
这个智慧不是圣经里面讲的智慧。
This wisdom is not the wisdom according to the Bible.
这个智慧是属于哲学的道理。
This wisdom is referring to philosophy.
那所以我们就从22节看到信仰有三个根基。
So from this verse, we can see that faith can be built on three different foundations.
第一个就是我要神迹。
First one is a sign.
来信耶稣就是为着神迹、异象、异梦。
We come to believe in Christ to see visions and signs and wonders.
就是有一些很超自然的体验。
We want to have extraordinary or extraterrestrial experience.
当然神迹本身圣经也是有这样讲。
Of course, the Bible had mentioned about signs and miracles.
马可福音主耶稣说用神迹奇事证明所传的道。
In the book of Mark, it says that miracles and wonders will prove the word of God is true.
他的目的是要证明所传的道。
Therefore, miracles and wonders are to prove the word of God.
因此我们传主要是传福音，不是传神迹。
Therefore, the main thing that we preach is the gospel, the truth, not miracles.
那我们信耶稣主要是因为福音，不是因为神迹。
And the reason that we come to believe in Christ is because of the truth, not because of miracles.
如果我们信仰只是为着神迹，一个超自然的一些体验。
If the reason that we believe in God is only to see miracles and to have spiritual experiences,
然后要来解决我们生活的需要。
To help solve our problems in life.
就因为这个样子，一个人信耶稣了。
And because of this, many people have believed in Christ.
这个根基不稳了。
That foundation is very shaky.
所以这里说犹太人要神迹。
Therefore, here it says the Jews were seeking a sign.
这些人到最后可能都会离开神。
At the end of the day, these people will depart from Jesus Christ.
那希腊人求智慧。
Greeks seek after wisdom.
世界上有很多的哲学思想。
There are a lot of philosophical thoughts and concepts in this world.
所以有时候要为着要吸引人，有的人就用现代的哲学在解释道理。
In order to attract more people, many pastors would use new philosophies in church to attract people.
或者说用心理学来解释道理。
Or they would use psychology to explain the truth.
那很多知识分子很喜欢听啊。
A lot of people who love knowledge love it.
但是这个本身的信仰是有一点问题。
This is very unstable.
为什么？因为如果有一天没有一个人能够用心理学来解释圣经。
This is very problematic because if one day nobody can use psychology to explain the Bible,
那我想很多信徒就会流失了。
Then a lot of people will depart from the church.
所以这两个信仰的根基都是有问题。
So both of these two foundations have problems.
那保罗他可以讲一些哲学思想。
Paul was able to use philosophies.
因为他教育很高。
Because he had great education.
那保罗很有能力，他也可以行神迹。
He was very powerful, so he can perform miracles.
但是他说，我传的是钉十字架的基督。
However, what he preached was Christ crucified.
我们再看这个第二章。
Let's continue to read chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我讲的话，说的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃用圣灵的大能跟明证。第五节。
Verse 5.
在你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。所以到最后人会信耶稣是因为不是哪一个人口才很好，不是人口才很好。
So here it says that the reason that we're believing is not because of someone else's eloquence.
是因为神的大能。
It is because of God's mighty power.
是因为神的道。
It is because of God's words.
所以这样这个信仰叫做立好的根基。
So this kind of faith would have good and stable foundation.
那我们再回来看第三章第十节。
Let us turn back to chapter 3, verse 10.
说有别人在上面建造。
Another person will build on this foundation.
可以让我们看起来这个圣功本身是一种延续性的。
So we can see that a holy work is a work that continues.
就是每个人做一部分的工作然后这个人走了，下一个人再来，在以前的人的基础上再继续建造。
Meaning that there needs to be more than one workers. Some people will do this part, and another person will come and continue the work.
这个叫信仰的承传。
This is called the passing on of the faith.
所以在教会里面呢，有时候神就用不同的工人来建造一间教会。
Therefore, God would use more than one worker to build a church.
那保罗本身呢，就是立好根基，那其他的人来就在上面来盖。
Paul's job was to lay the foundation, and then other workers will come to build on it.
所以我们在教会里面如果圣工有发展，大家都感谢神，因为这是大家一起建造。
If a church is growing and being prosperous, it is because everyone is putting in their part.
那下面就开始在讲为什么要用智慧来建造。
And the next part tells us why we need to be wise in building the building.
我们看十二节。
Verse 12. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, verse 13, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is.
就是我们建造信仰的材料不太一样。
The way that we built the building or the material that we use might be different.
但是到最后会有一个考验。
But at the end of the day, we will have to go through a test.
所以说火来要试验个人的工程。
There'll be fire that will test each one's work.
所以金银这些就比较能够经得起考验。
The gold and the silver will be able to withstand a fire.
但是草木禾秸火一来全部都烧光了。
But the wood, hay and straw would be burned up.
因此在外表上看起来好像一样，但是实际上火来考验的时候就不一样。
Outwardly they may look the same, but when the fire comes, then you can tell the difference.
所以你看我们在同一个教会，我们接受同一个洗礼，得到同一个圣灵，我们在同一起聚会，但是每一个人信仰经历考验的时候反应不一样。
Even though we're all in the same church, we were baptized by the same water, and we all received the same Holy Spirit, and we have service in the same chapel, but when trials come upon us, everyone will have different response.
就是我们每一个人建造信仰的材料不一样。
Because we use different materials to build our own faith.
那我们就来看到底有什么不同的材料。
So what are the different materials that we use to build our faith?
我们看希伯来书的第五章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书的第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
十二节跟十三节。
Verse 12 and 13. Verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food.For everyone who partakes only milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. 14. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
这个地方在讲有一种叫干粮，还有一个叫做奶。
That there are solid food and milk.
那这个干粮就是能够熟练人意的道理。
Solid food is when a person is skilled in the word of righteousness.
就是这个干粮就不好吃。
But solid food may not taste as good.
所以小孩子要长大才能够吃干粮。
Therefore, only when a kid grows older that he can partake solid food.
刚刚生的小孩子就是吃奶。
But a newborn baby would take milk instead.
那这个吃奶什么意思
？What does it mean to take milk？
就是道理的开端。
That is the beginning of the word。
那道理的开端是什么
？What is the beginning of the word？
如果我们再看第六章
，If we continue to read chapter 6，
第一节
，verse 1 and 2， Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God。Of the principles of the doctrines of baptism, of laying of the hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment.
这里我们从第一节读到第二节，主要这个都在讲布道的道理。
From verse 1 and 2, we can see these are the teachings of our evangelical services.
就是洗礼。
Baptism.
按手这个就可以讲。
Laying of hands. Receiving the Holy Spirit.
复活。
Resurrection,
再来审判
，Eternal judgment，
这个是道理的开端。
These are the beginning of the word。
当然这个需要，但是不能够只停留在这里。
These are necessary, but we shouldn't stop here。
那有的人这些道理都很懂。
Many people are familiar with these doctrines。
但是现在不在教会啊。
But they're not here in church anymore。
为什么不在教会
？Why is that？
因为遇到考验了
，Because
就离开教会了。
Once the tribulations and tests come, they depart.
那个考验就是火。
And that tribulation and test is fire.
那考验有很多种。
There are many kinds of tests.
比方说人跟人的关系。
For example, interpersonal relationship.
有人的地方就会有问题。
If there is people, then there will be problems.
但是如果信仰成熟有问题就会变成没有问题。
But if you have a mature faith, then even if there's a problem, it will not be a problem to you.
但如果信仰没有成熟有问题信仰就倒下去了。
But if your faith is not mature, then when there's interpersonal problems, then your faith would collapse.
那这个就是 就是考验啊。
This is a test.
为什么这样想？
Why do we say that?
这个熟练人力的道理。人力的道理。
The skill, right, word of righteousness.
比方说，主耶稣叫我们要赦免。
For example, Jesus Christ asks us to forgive.
要爱你的仇敌。
To love your enemies.
为那逼迫你的祷告。
To pray for those who persecute you.
如果你这样做，你就完全了。
If you can do that, you will be perfect like the Father.
这个叫做仁义的道理。
That is the word of righteousness.
你这样做就完全了。
If you do this, you'll be perfect.
那所以我们需要一直进步。
We need to continue to grow and become better.
当我们进步，能够去赦免别人。
As we can improve and forgive others.
像主耶稣一样。
Just like Jesus Christ.
就不可能在教会里面，因为人意见不一样，摩擦就离开神。
Then we will not be able to depart from the church just because someone had interpersonal problems with us.
所以这个用要用真实的材料来建造人的信仰，就是要用神的道。
Therefore, we need to use the word of God to build our own faith.
我们刚刚开始，我们人用一些，好像，人都会比较多谈于神的恩典，那么这是好的。
At the beginning, we might use the grace of God as our foundation.
或者是用人的感情哈，让人觉得很温暖，这个都是很好的。
Or the relationship between people to build this faith.
或者创造一个很好的气氛，这个都很好。
Or we create good atmosphere in the church. That is very good too.
但是这个本身呢，不是真实的材料啊。
But all these are not the real material.
如果有一天那个气氛没有了。
Because if one day the good atmosphere in the church is gone.
如果有一天那个人对我们好没有了。
If one day the person who is nice to us is not there.
如果有一天神的恩典没有了。
If one day God's grace is not there.
我们还信吗？
Do we still believe?
这个就是大问题。
That is a big problem.
所以刚刚我们来信主信仰开始的时候，当然有一些气氛，有一些人的感情，然后有很多神的恩典。
So of course, when we first believe, there will be a lot of grace of God and good atmosphere in the church and people's kindness.
但是到最后还是要因为神的道。
But at the end of the day, it has to be built on the word of God.
我信耶稣，我就是照主耶稣的话来做。
When we believe in Christ, we need to do according to God's words.
不管谁得罪我，我一定要赦免他。
No matter who sin against us, we will forgive them.
因为主耶稣都赦免我了。
Because Jesus Christ has forgiven me.
所以要求神帮助我，让我赦免别人。
So may God help me so I can forgive others.
那这样的人一定不会离开教会。
A person like this will not leave the church.
火来烧就烧不掉。
When the fire comes to burn, you will not be able to fall.
这个不简单，这个能够做到叫做信仰的进步。
That is not easy, but if you're able to do it, that is an improvement shown in your faith.
这个叫做信仰用真实的材料来盖的。
That means that you have been using a good and real material to build your faith.
所以有时候我们常常发现，有的人刚刚信很热心，到最后离开神。你如果去访问，很多都跟人的间的摩擦有关系。
A lot of times, the newly baptized member will stay in the church, but later on they depart from the church. When you go visit them, you'll find out that because they had interpersonal issues with church people.
这个教会的道理是完全的。
The truth in this church is perfect.
圣灵也是真的。
Holy Spirit is true.
神的同在也是真的。
God's abidance is real.
不但是圣经这样讲。
Not only the Bible tells us.
我们也真的这样体验。
We experience it too.
这个都是真的。
These are all real.
但是在我们还没有完全之前都有缺点。
But before we become perfect, we all have weaknesses.
所以我们就需要用神的道来装备我们自己，来面对别人的不完全。
Therefore, we need to use the word of God to equip ourselves so that we can face other people's imperfection.
那这样我们才不会信仰才不会垮台，被火烧掉。
So that our faith will not collapse one day when burned by fire.
因此我们在建造一个人的信仰。
When we build a person's faith.
就是要遇到每一件事情要听听他讲，然后就要用神的话鼓励他，然后要他一起祷告，让他在神的话上面能够进步。
We need to listen to a person's problem and then use the word of God to encourage them and then pray with them so that that person can grow in the word of God.
如果在神的话他行得出来，能够进步就没有问题了。
If that person is able to observe and do the word of God, then he will not have problems in his faith.
但是如果没有从这边进步，我们只是让他感觉到很好，让他发泄情绪，怎么一直埋怨，到最后这个会倒塌了。
But if that person did not improve in the word of God, then we just listen to this person and let this person vent. This person will eventually collapse in his faith.
这是一个例子。
That is one example.
还有就是神的恩典。
In addition, there's God's grace.
我们要怎么让一个人不会离开神？
How can we help a person not to depart from God?
神的恩典是开始。
God's grace is the beginning of the faith.
但是一个人要离开神，就不会离开神，要把这个人带到神的面前。
In order for a person to never leave God, you have to lead that person in front of God.
请看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
28节。
Verse 28. Verse 28. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
29节。
Verse 29, to this end I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily.
这里说到最后完完全全带到神的面前。
Here it tells us that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
到最后就是所谓到神的面前就是说认识神。
When it said to bring people in front of Christ, that means so that that person can know God personally.
很多人是认识神的恩典，他不认识神。
A lot of people know God's grace, but they do not know God.
把人带到神的恩典里面，但是没有把人带到神面前。
We may bring a person to God's grace, but not to God Himself.
信耶稣有平安、有喜乐、有安息、有力量，这个都对的。
We tell people that come to believe in Christ, and you will have strength and peace and love and everything.
哦，是因为神的恩典，所以我来信。
So people come to believe in Christ because of God's grace.
但是耶稣是谁?
But who is Jesus Christ?
我不知道。
I don't know.
所以圣经里面讲，我们看 第二章的第二节。
Let's read Colossians chapter 2 verse 2. That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God.
神的奥秘就是耶稣啊。
Both of the Father and of Christ.
认识耶稣就是认识神啊。
To know Christ is to know the Father, God.
那这样我们就不会离开神啊。
So that we will not depart from God.
所以我们看那个约伯。
If we look at Job.
约伯蒙神祝福。
Job had been blessed greatly by God.
财产多，身体健康，孩子多。
He had a lot of properties, possessions, children.
但现在考验来了。
But when the test came.
神允许他把 孩子拿掉，所以一下孩子都死光了。
God allowed his children to be taken away from him, so they all died.
财产都没有了。
And his possessions were all taken away.
仆人也没有了。
And his servants are all gone.
这样还拜神吗？
Should he continue to worship God?
约伯还继续拜啊。
But Job continued to worship God.
神是值得拜的。
God is worthy to be worshipped.
好，第二个考验来了。
When the second test came.
约伯的身体生病。
He was full of sores.
全身生疮。
And he was ill.
神的恩典已经都没有了。
God's grace had departed from him.
约伯的太太就说， 你拜神拜到这样死掉算了。
Job's wife said that if this is what happens when you worship God, then just curse God and die.
所以我们就看到约伯的太太拜神是因为神的恩典。
You can see that Job's wife worshiped God because of God's grace.
这个恩典没有了，就拜弃掉神算了。
When this grace is gone, then just depart.
但是约伯不离开神。
But Job did not depart from God.
神的名是应当称颂的。
Because God's name is worthy to be praised.
所以我们通过圣经去认识神。
Through the Bible, we get to know God.
神是荣耀的。
God is glorious.
神是伟大的。
God is great.
他创造宇宙这么伟大。
He created the great universe.
神坐在至高之处。
God is sitting in the utmost height.
所有一切都是他掌管的。
Everything is under his control.
神是完美的。
He is perfect.
一切美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐，都是从他来的。
All goodness and perfect gifts are from him.
所以神本身是比神的恩典好多了。
So God is way better than his grace.
神就是我们的财产。
God is our inheritance.
这个就是我们拜神的原因。
That is the reason why we worship God.
让我们能够到神的面前。
If we could come before his presence.
有时候祷告没有体验，或者说神试炼我们，不会离开神。
Even if we don't have any experience of God, sometimes because of his test, we will not depart.
这个叫做用真实的材料来建造人信仰。
That is what it meant to build our faith with good and real materials.
所以我们不能够只讲神的恩典。
So we can't just talk about God's grace.
我们要到最后用道理来让人认识神。
We really want to present God's word so that people can get to know God.
吃过饼的五千个人全部都跑掉了。
All the people who had eaten the bread from the miracle, they all left.
不是都得神的恩典吗？
Didn't they all receive God's grace?
那为什么十二个人不走？
How come the 12 disciples remained?
因为道理。
Because of the truth.
这个道理带给我们永生。
Because the word gave them eternal life.
这个道理就是神。
This word is God.
所以他们就不离开了。
Therefore, they did not leave.
所以我们今天要建造人的信仰，确实是需要下功夫。
Today, in order to build people's faith, we really need to put in a lot of effort.
不能只用神迹，也不能只用恩典。
We can't just use God's grace and miracles and wonders.
要把人带到神的面前。
In order to bring people to God,
要使人认识神本身。
We need to let them know God Himself.
那第三个考验是什么？
What is the third test?
第三个考验就是文化。
The third test is culture.
我们活越久越发现文化真的影响力很大。
The longer we live, we notice that culture really affects us.
最近有一个慕道朋友来教会，得到圣灵。
Recently, there was a truth seeker who came to the church, and he received the Holy Spirit.
他也看到异象。
He also saw a vision.
他也得到圣灵。
He received the Holy Spirit.
他也知道有罪。
He knew he had sinned.
他也知道救恩很重要。
He knew that salvation was important.
他也很想要洗礼。
He really wanted to receive baptism.
有一次就在开始在讨论这个我信仰。
So one time I was discussing with him about his faith.
就是说我们真耶稣教会就是不庆祝圣诞节。
That the true Jesus Church does not celebrate Christmas.
因为这圣经没有。
Because the Bible did not tell us to.
他从第二个礼拜他就说他不来了。
So since then he stopped coming.
我说我怎么能够不庆祝圣诞节呢？
He asked us, how can we not celebrate Christmas?
这是我们的文化。
That is our culture.
所以他就没有再来教会。
Then he stopped coming to church.
所以我们就发现文化影响力很深。
So we realized that the culture can really affect our faith.
那东方的文化就是拜祖先。
And the Eastern culture is to worship ancestors.
西方的文化包括圣诞这个万圣节。
And in Western culture, it is Halloween.
复活节。
The Easter.
那这个都是一种文化。
These are all culture.
跟宗教信仰有关系的。
It has relation with our faith.
所以
our religion.
一个人如果没有办法用道理来超越文化，信仰会倒。
So if we're unable to use the word of God to transcend culture, then our faith would one day collapse.
所以我们在教会里面，一般最好就是要用基督的话来建设新的文化。
Therefore, it is good to use the word of God to build a new Christian culture in the church.
就在教会里面，我们一切都是以神的话这样来建造。
So
我们的教会的文化。
If we can build a new church culture using the word of God,
那这样我们信仰才能够持走得住。
Then our faith will be able to be kept.
不然的话，我很容易倒下去。
Otherwise, it is very easy for our faith to falter.
在列王记上十七章记载以利亚的时代。
In 1 Kings chapter 17, it records about the time period of Elijah.
以利亚的世代人拜巴利。
During that time, people worship Baal.
这也是文化。
That is a culture.
那这个文化太有力量。
That culture was too powerful.
所以以色列百姓都跑去拜巴利。
Therefore, the Israelites all went to worship Baal.
他知道有神，但是跑去拜巴利。
They knew there is a God, but they all went to Baal.
所以天就三年不降雨下来。
Therefore, there was no rain for 3 years.
所以今天我们这个社会有社会的文化。
Today, our society has their own culture.
好的，当然我们可以学。
Of course, we can learn from the good ones.
会影响我们信仰的，我们需要拒绝。
But the ones that will affect our faith, we need to reject.
跟信仰不一样的，我们需要分辨。
Those that are different from our faith, we need to distinguish and discern.
但是这需要对道理有相当的认识。
But in order to do that, we need to know the truth very well.
所以我们在这个社会里面，人活越久，他的个性想法越固定。
In the society, the longer that we live, then our concepts are more set in stone.
因此一个人要洗礼之前，真的需要一段时间。
Therefore, it really takes a long time before a person becomes be baptized.
几年前跟一个慕道朋友在谈道理。
A few years ago, I was talking about the truth with a true seeker.
就是俄班教会洗礼的时候，他跟我们坐同一车子要去看洗礼。
When Irvine Church was having baptism, he was in the same car as me.
我就跟他讲第讲十条诫命。
When I was talking to him about the Ten Commandments.
讲到第七条。
When we talked about the seventh.
不可以离婚再婚。
You cannot divorce and remarry.
他已经得圣灵了。
He already received the Holy Spirit.
他有很多的体验。
He had a lot of spiritual experience.
但是他说，哦，这一条我做不到。
But he said, I am not able to keep the seventh commandment.
他很坦白，哦，这一条我做不到。很坦白说这条我做不到。
He was very blunt, saying that he could not keep the seventh commandment.
所以现在整个社会里面，
So our culture,
这个第七戒就没有办法讲。
So in our culture, we cannot talk about the seventh commandment anymore.
这个已经变成好像是文化。
It has become a culture.
但是当一个人要来信主，
But for a person to come to Christ,
他需要有这个决心，用神的话再来重新建造他的道德观念。
He must have determination to use the word of God to remold his culture.
不是因为别人做，大家都做，所以我就可以做。
It is not because everyone is doing it, so I can do it too.
我们能不能做，是因为圣经怎么讲。
Whether we could do it or not, it really depends on what the Bible says.
所以能够把神的话提升高过文化，这样信仰才经得起考验。
So if we're able to elevate the word of God above our culture, then we can stand in our faith.
好，我们再回来看。
Let's come back.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
14节
Verse 14.
人在那里生根建造工程若存得住他就要得奖赏。15节
Verse 15.
工程若被烧毁他就要受亏损自己却要得救。虽然得救仍像从火里经过一样。这个地方在讲如果工程烧毁了。
Here it says if our work is burned by fire,
我们就受亏损。
We will suffer loss.
所谓亏损就是说我们花的功夫都没有结果了。
Suffer loss means that all the work that we have put in came to nothing.
所以用不同的材料经不得火考验的材料来建造信仰，到最后我们的功夫会白费。
If we use materials that cannot stand the fire, then all our work would be in vain.
但是我们本身是可以得救了。
But we ourselves can still be saved.
但是如果我们有智慧用好的材料经得起火考验来建造。
But if we are wise and we use the right material, the good material to build the building,
我们就要得奖赏。
Then we will be able to earn a reward.
所以我们看这个前面那个比喻。
If we look at the parable before this,
是照自己的功夫得奖赏，第八节。
In verse 8, it tells us that each one received his own reward according to his own labor.
就是说你做多少你就得奖赏，这是布道。
However much you do, then however much you gain.
但是到了下面这个比喻。
But in this next parable,
是照结果来得奖赏。
We get reward based on the results.
如果房子烧掉了，功夫就白费；如果没有房子没有烧掉，就要得奖赏。
If the building is burned up, then we do not receive a reward. If the building can stand the fire, then we can earn a reward.
可见这两个比喻不太一样。
So these two parables are a little bit different.
所以这个牧养工作比布道工作更难。
So pastoral work is harder than the evangelical work.
因为牧养工作需要智慧。
Because pastoral work requires wisdom.
但是如果我们做得有成就成功了，神就给我们奖赏。
But if we're able to succeed, then the Lord will give us a reward.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
170首。
170.